Blog Talk Radio.
And I didn't realize that.
Dang.
I like that intro, though.
Yeah.
I need to make it shorter. I do. I like it. It's one of my spiritual chants. I chose that one to see how it would work out. Okay. We have some stuff to go over really fast. So we have this ending of the year. And everything going on, this is like the last year of this decade, and I guess you could say the 2010s. So we've got things. I'm going to start with the past 3 years. Right now, it is the divine healing path. Now, for me, 2015, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013 and 14 was meh. But 2017, for a lot of us, destruction of your low vibrational attachment pushed you off your seat and collapsed the world that you know so mercilessly. So this is where shadow work begins. When you hear the word shadow work, it's like I've just been seeing that a lot, and it feels like right now it is that time to start doing that said shadow work. If you don't know what it is, I suggest Googling and reading about it. I don't want to put thoughts in anyone's head or try and, you know, make sense of it. It needs to be read by yourself to kind of really understand what it is. When you read it, it'll hit you at home, and then you'll understand exactly what it is you need to do, which is why it's better for one to research it and read it rather than being told. 2018, higher awakening. Seeing beyond the illusion, unlocking of your cosmic seed within, pulling you closer to the truth. Now, for me, that hit home. So 2019, setting the foundation, designing your story, stepping out of the illusion, merging of timelines, clearing karmas, evolving as a soul, moving into new dimensions, merging of the twin flame union within, birth of the new divine feminine energy. I want to talk about, really quick, the twin flame. Now, I know who my twin flame is, and that you've got a bad one, and there's, like, a good one, supposedly, in your shadow twin. I think mine is just the one. Andrew's my twin flame, and it's, like, really awful, because it's, like, being trapped, and, like, I'm handcuffed to him, basically, and that's what it feels like. So, usually, it's, like, a back-and-forth thing. One wants one wants the other, don't want it. It's horrible. And then when it's a Sagittarius involved, you can never settle down with a Sag male, especially normally. They're always looking for the next biggest thing. So that twin flame stuff, more than likely, it is just your dark and your light of yourself trying to push this twin flame thing on another human and expecting some sort of fairy tale magic result. I haven't heard really of any relationships of twin flames that were actually good. So watch out for that. Now, 2020. Be prepared, people. That is in a few days, actually. Beginning of a whole new book. A new story built on solid foundation. Where you are the creator. Holding the combined power of all the past life, gifts, and talents, living in multiple dimensions at once. Healing of the divine masculine energy. Remember, people, yin and yang, masculine and feminine and masculine and feminine. We're going to be doing another segment. I have requests for different things, sigils, and what have you. I have that for you up and coming, especially you out there, Madam Haley, Rose. I got your emails. Don't worry. I'm going to put it up this week. So just throwing that out there. All right. Moving the fuck on. So right now, the main goddess, Hecate, has seen you struggling. She says it's over. A blessing is coming your way. If you believe in her, Goddess Hecate, say it out loud. Acknowledge her. This is all that she asks. Please don't ignore the pull of her magic. She will end your struggling by the shade of night during the midnight hour. If you believe in Hecate and her powers and her will, say it out loud. Let her know she's reaching. December 28th, yesterday, we had the moon aligning with Venus. You look outside tonight, you'll see that it's very, very close, and they're in line with each other. So the magical night The new crescent moon aligns with Venus, goddess of beauty and peace, a magical night to heal ourselves from past wounds and find a way to overcome issues that have been holding us back. Now, get to the fun stuff. On the 27th, everybody, I apologize. I've been working a lot, and then holidays, I was really tired, and my work hours are a little different, so I'm trying to figure out how to get around that and do more shows. Been kind of slipping because just been really busy. It's been really fucking crazy. On the 27th, the universe was saying to you, release outdated beliefs and negative thought patterns as you cannot hear your intuition and inner voice clearly. If there are emotional obstructions, doubts, and fears in the way, pay special attention to your dreams, visions, reoccurring thoughts, and feelings as they are guiding you to the next steps to take in your life. On the 26th, if you were not aware, we had our annular solar eclipse. Only the east side of the world saw it, and it looked like a ring of fire over Malaysia. It was beautiful. Tonight and yesterday, last new moon and solar eclipse of decade, bringing cosmic reset, clearing all karmic energy from the past 10 years. Be prepared for old and painful memories to dissipate, strength to release, unhealthy baggage, renewed, recharged, and revitalized energy, success, rewards, blessings, and abundance, extremely positive opportunities, and changing an unexpected magical Christmas miracle. For a lot of us, that will happen, but there are a lot of things that you will not be able to ignore. I am also one of those people who have been going through it. It just kind of overwhelms you, and you don't understand where it's coming from. But now we do. It has to do with the way that everything is changing. The sun is now in the middle of our universe, aligned perfectly. Things are starting to come to pass, and the planets are aligning. What does this all mean? You know, what does it all mean? Now, this week, who is going to be affected? Let's see. Last week, from the 26th up to now, from the annular solar eclipse, which occurs Thursday, 4 degrees of 7 minutes of Capricorn, the effects can be felt up to 6 months after the actual date of the eclipse. In the Saturn ruled sign of Capricorn, public life, career, reputation, achievement, and accountability are in sharp focus. These eclipses is about new beginnings regarding all of the matters. This is a time for setting practical, attainable goals, working on developing maturity and common sense in the personality, considering the future and preparing for it, focusing on concrete ways of developing self-discipline and self-mastery, finding ways to give satisfying form to wishes, making commitments, and recognizing responsibility. Accepting that we are limited and that, ironically, some of our limitations truly free of us to explore deeper dimensions of experience by offering us a secure foundation and nurturing our dreams in a realistic fashion. But Capricorn teaches us that recognizing our limitations actually frees us to focus on what matters, where we are, who we are, and where we want to go. With the potent Capricorn energy of the solar eclipse, we have the chance to make important changes in our lives that will benefit us. Well beyond this moon cycle, for some of us, circumstances are such that we need to pay more attention to these matters. Flaws in an important system in our lives are revealed around the time of the eclipse, prompting us to redo or to start fresh. Setting an end of the order for something else to start anew, we may be called to give up something in order to move forward in a new chapter in our lives. Although the new may be unrecognizable, it is important to allow the necessary surrender to the unknown. Major developments in the personal areas ruled by Capricorn in our charts are likely to occur over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. This eclipse is part of a series of eclipses falling in Cancer Capricorn. The last eclipse falling along this axis will occur July 2020. Not everyone will feel the effect of the eclipse with the same intensity. Those whose personal planets are activated by the degree of the eclipse will most feel its effects on a personal level. The eclipse point itself is conjunct Jupiter and trine Uranus, pointing to a real feeling of hope and meaningfulness regarding to our new beginnings. We're excited to make improvements. Most recent previous eclipse set falling along Cancer Capricorn axis occurring July 2009 to 2011, July 2000 to 2002, July 1990 to 1992, July 1981 to 1983. Now, who is going to be affected? Let's see. It's going to be 7 minutes of Capricorn conjunct the sun at 4 degrees and 7 minutes of Capricorn affecting people born on personal planets and points at approximately 0 to 8 degrees of cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Cap. How about that? I'm involved in this. This is bullshit. I call shenanigans. Shenanigans, I tell you. No, I am not included.
You always don't want to be included in shit that includes you.
No, I do not. All right, so I have a message for ye, child. I do. I have a message for you.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Daddy's pulling out cards. Let Daddy pull some cards.
You have a message for me, Jay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
So we have our chat open. If anyone shows up and wants to throw a question for me, my chat line is open. You can write it in there and I can see it. So, all right, Sean, I'm going to pull a few cards for you really quick. Message.
What'd you know about that?
The Wayans brothers, I'm telling you.
Yeah, them boys stupid, man.
Yeah, they are crazy. Good stuff. They're like wholesome and best. Remember Major Payne? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, what a classic.
Yeah.
What a classic. Alright. So, I know where you are. Gonna find you on the grid, and here we go. Ting! Found you. You and your cups of bullshit. Why don't you go suck some big balls?
I don't
hear
do that.
Them.
No.
You and
Stop.
Experience
no.
can enjoy each other.
No, man, you gotta do bro, why you always gotta do me like that, bro? Like, you can't give me somebody good, like, goddamn, bro.
All right, I'm sure Rodney would love to give you a ride.
Oh, my
anyway,
God, that's even worse.
So, you've got the Queen of Cups and the Ten of Cups on top of each other, reminding you to remember that life is about more than your day-to-day job and worries. Take time to examine spiritual beliefs. And don't get bogged down by trivial details and the demands of others. Right
okay.
now, it's a calm time.
Okay.
But there's a lot of emotional, distraught shit. I'm just going to not sugarcoat this for you. So,
no, go ahead.
All that, all the stuff in your head emotionally that you're going through right now, it's about to pass. Obviously, you heard the forecast. This is meant to be, this is teaching you a lesson, and obviously you don't know shit about love, and there's a lot there about that, the immaturities with the way that you think that love should be, I don't know, but you have the Hangman and the Fool and the Three of Wands telling you you made your bed and you lied in it, so it's time to start over on a new adventure. And the universe is working with you. And I know you want to know about your what do we call them? Your nuisance next door? Your valet problem?
The fucking people I want to fucking stab in the face.
Yeah, your valet problem.
My burden, my hindrance in life. Like I said, bro, I could deal with life very more calmly and collectively.
Okay, so like I had pulled, get this, I had pulled a card when we were talking about them, and you got the Nine of Cups, right? Well, I was like,
yeah.
I'm going to throw that in there. I threw it back in the deck and like shuffled really good to pull out a second card, and it came up again. So it looks like it should turn out in your favor, but it's going to take a minute. Yeah, but eventually they'll be out of your life. But you have a lot of emotions and stuff, and that's, you're welcome, the universe.
You're so stupid. Yeah, I feel you.
All right, so we have somebody on the line. Let's see.
Okay.
You're on that city. You're on that city with the zombie tea party.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Who's calling?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Well, what can we do you for?
Well, I was just wondering if I could get a tarot reading.
Absolutely. We have 8 minutes and 17 seconds left. I think we got time.
Perfect.
All right, I'm going to shuffle the cards really good and get Sean out of there. And then I'm going to find you another good. So you may feel me. Everyone's different. Some people say they feel me in their solar plexus and others feel a tingle. It just depends. So I will connect with you. And what's your question? Do you just want a general or you actually have something you want to get down to the bottom of?
Yeah, no, I general would be cool going into, like the first quarter of 2020.
Okay, let's do it. All right, I think I got you. So let's do it. Lots of swords. Okay. Alrighty. Your final outcome card is the moon. So let's unpack this really quick. So what I did was I double layered. I did January, February, and March. I did a foundation for that set of 3 months. Or do you want 4 months? Did you want four or three?
Oh, that's fine. What you have is fine.
Okay. They kind of just made themselves. In a way, they kind of just do that. All right. So, in January, you have Strength and the King of Swords. So, that's pretty prominent because it is a major arcana. So, it talks about love conquering all and to avoid pettiness and prejudice, try to be a peacemaker and weigh all sides of the situation. Don't be set in your ways and don't miss the big picture by focusing on the details. Stubbornness is your challenge at the moment. So you will have to probably be the King of Swords. Talking about your king imagination helps you achieve your independence and cultivate your talent. Seeking the company of those who truly care about you is what will be advised. So there's definitely, I'm going to throw another card on there, so that way we can have more depth. We have the Ten of Cups. So overall, it should be an easygoing for the most part month, but there will be some times where you will have to be exactly what it says, the peacekeeper. So in February, you have the Knave of Swords and the Wheel. So the Knave of Swords usually talks about resenting the intrusions of others in your life and how we need to sometimes make breaks for ourselves and assert ourselves in what we want. But while you're doing that, those who truly love you will continue to stand by you. So you have the Wheel, which pretty much says that anything goes at the spin. The Wheel of Fortune, you've made your bed, now you must lie in it. Own up to your actions and responsibilities, or suffer the consequences. That's usually what this card is about. Right now, for this, it's talking about you being true to yourself, and if anybody is like trying to butt themselves into your life and tell you how to live it, you need to cut that out and just tell them, you know, this is what I want. So basically just being assertive and keeping all toxicity away. So February, I'm going to put that in the card for this one too. Yep, talking about Ace of Cups. So that's basically setting time out for yourself and kind of recharging one's batteries, basically. March. We have the Ace of Swords. There's a lot of swords here. A lot of mental thought at work. Let's see. We have the Ace of Swords. Talking about being strong in spirit and pioneering, but also talking about not letting your ego get in the way. And it is a good time to push ahead with ideas and contract negotiations and other legal matters. And goals that you can meet quickly are better than long-range ones. Which is interesting because you also have the Eight of Pentacles on top of that, which kind of makes it more powerful in that sense. Because the Eight of Pentacles is usually talking about setting things up for yourself, having choices, and dealing with what's best for your loved ones and coworkers, and having the best strength to provide it. By having lots to learn at the same time if one lacks the information. And it talks about having the determination to find it. So, looks like it would be productive. And I laid another card on that. It has the King of Wands. So, this is very busy. Very busy for you.
Yes.
You make a lot of decisions. You make a lot of decisions and have to hold down the fort, steering the ship, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. I'm moving back to California in January and going back to my old job, sales job there.
Well, it's funny you just said that because it's saying that this talks about successfully navigating extremely complex situations as you strive toward meeting some of your long-range goals. Use your intuition and treat others royally. Cooperation and professional projects brings great rewards. Wow. So your foundation is the Knight of Cups and the Queen of Cups, and you have the Moon. The Moon is telling you, while you are on this path, make sure that you remember the dark parts of yourself and how they can grab onto you and you can lose yourself in the darkness. So all secrets will be revealed in the moonlight. People acting strange and emotional, don't join the crowd and read between the lines. Your intuition is very strong, but you are still likely to be deceived. It is not a time to start anything new. So at the end of your first quarter, be careful with whom you start business dealings with unless you know all the truth.
Got it.
Good to know. All right. Yay.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so happy that you were able to join the show tonight. Call us anytime.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great evening and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, So what do you think? How'd you feel about that? All right. So we have ended our episode. And that's the tea, guys. Bye.